Welcome to For the Health of It, starring Dr. Jenny Brooke, vitality expert and wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. She is joined by co-host Dr. Christana and producer Mike Clark. This dynamic, sometimes crazy, sometimes funny, and always entertaining trio will inspire you to eat, move, sleep, think, and live better. You're listening to Raw Talk about full potential living for the health of it.
I really wish that you guys could see what I'm looking at. So Mike has this coffee mug that, I don't know, that's got to be like 30 ounces at least.
Yeah, it's a 50-gallon drum of coffee.
And did you say it was a gift to you from the Hollis Brookline students?
Yeah, when I did their play for them, the girls in the play gave me that coffee mug.
So
because I drink coffee all the time when I'm working.
It says on it, "I bet you think this is coffee."
It actually is.
Did you give the students a reason to think you were drinking something other than coffee?
I try not to. But,
okay, so I'm lifting the cup up.
Don't hurt yourself.
Yeah, that's definitely coffee, but that's black coffee, so there doesn't look like there's anything in it.
No, I drink it black.
Okay, and is it organic?
No.
Is it? Don't tell me it's like Folgers.
Uh-oh. No, it's Market Basket. It's a K-cup.
It's a K-cup.
Yeah, the things I do to myself, huh?
Uh-huh. I'm surprised Elizabeth lets you.
What's with all the coffee? Talk.
We're going to talk about coffee today.
There you
coffee
go.
Yes, isn't that exciting?
Coffee talk.
Yeah.
And there's a reason I've decided to talk about coffee, because I'm going to be completely honest with you. Year and a half ago, if we were to have a conversation about coffee, I would be very black and white. Like, nope, coffee's not good. Nope, don't do it. I don't drink it.
That
it's
is
awful.
True.
It's terrible.
And I would agree that for Dr. Jenny, coffee was terrible, because when she didn't drink coffee, if she happened to have even just a half a cup, she was... And I'm being dead serious, literally doing cartwheels
really?
At work.
It affected
She's like,
you that much?
Hey, how's it going? You ready to just clean everything in the office? I'm like, shh, what happened, Jenny? I had coffee. I'm like, oh my gosh. So yeah, I always said you should never drink coffee.
Well, but do you still say that?
Not at all. No, things have changed.
Yeah, and this is what's true. Things will change in your life. And for some people, coffee is just like that steady thing that you do day in and day out, and you could never get rid of it.
Booyah.
And then there's other people like, coffee, whatever. Maybe. And then there's other people like, no, I don't drink it. It's it. But I would say most people, it's either in or it's out.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be one of the most popular drinks in the world, though.
Well, the average American adult consumes 10 pounds of coffee per year.
That's it?
I would think it would be more.
2.4 billion pounds in the United States.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what it says.
I feel like maybe I consume like 20 to 30 pounds.
I'm in the kilos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You use metric?
Yeah,
is that
I do.
Metric?
I believe it is, yes.
So looking at balance. Okay, this is my personal journey with coffee. You know, I found myself in a new life situation around people who drink coffee. And even though it was something I never did, I never really cared to do, it never really was something that was interesting to me. I was in a situation to be constantly handed a cup of coffee saying, come on, just try it, just drink it, you know?
Well, coffee's a social thing, I think, like cocktails are, you know?
Exactly. However, and I would say now I drink coffee 5 to 6 days a week. I'll drink one cup, one to two shots of espresso as a latte. And
right.
I don't have more than one. I would say maybe once every couple of weeks I'll have a half calf.
That's reasonable, though. That's a reasonable amount.
Mm-hmm. It is. But here's the interesting thing was I found personally that as I started to have it in my life, it started off as something that was social. And I was introduced to extremely high quality coffee. So we're talking about completely organic beans that were roasted.
From real roasted.
Yeah, roasted locally and... you know, served through a true espresso machine and only organic, if there's milk, organic whole milk, and like maple syrup or honey.
Okay, so you went from a non-coffee person to a coffee snob.
Yeah, pretty much.
Big
wow.
time.
Pretty much.
Big time.
And there's no middle for me. If I'm going to have coffee, it's that super high quality, a little bit of it, and that's it. But the thing I found was maybe 6 months ago, I found that there was a day where I went to work and I'm just going about my day. And I was like, why do I have a headache? I don't get headaches. Like I don't get headaches. And I started to think about it and I thought, oh, I didn't have any coffee this morning. just because it's not something it's not like a huge thing I think about, but I had been having coffee daily and that really bothered me. I didn't want to be addicted to something. So right. I went a month with zero coffee.
Well, it is a drug.
It is. And sure and after is. A month off of it, I added it back in, but in a way that I don't always have it first thing. I don't always have it every day. You know, if I don't have access to it, I don't have it if it's not super high quality. So I found this kind of happy medium, but this led me to want to do a little research on coffee. Because I can appreciate when people say, well, it's just something I won't give up.
You know, I've heard such big things about it, you know, like some people, oh, it's good for you. Oh, it's bad for you. Oh, it's, you know. So.
Well, and really, you're right. The truth is that it's complicated.
Yeah.
There's no straightforward thing to say. There's some benefits of the entire experience, and there's some definite drawbacks. So I thought we would spend some time deciphering that. I would love to know, though, both of your coffee habits. Tell me what you do.
I buy Newman's Own, so it's organic, like the one little Nell's breakfast blend. That's the coffee I drink every morning. And I use a French press at home. And I drink the entire carafe of it. So I don't know how many ounces that is total. It's like a standard size French press.
That's probably like 3 cups.
Yeah, it's about 3 cups.
So 16 ounces,
so it's,
maybe?
It's a bit. Like, I have a bit of coffee. And then...
Now, do you drink it like in one huge mug like Mike here?
No, because it gets cold. I sip on it as I'm getting ready. And then I put the rest in a mug and drive to work with it. Which is why you'll often find me if you show up at the office at 7 a.m., I'm brushing my teeth. That's the first thing I do because I hate to have my coffee breath when I'm seeing patients. But yeah, that's what I do every day, even on the weekends.
And that's it. Once you've had that, you're done?
Yeah. I rarely will have coffee later in the day. And I rarely have coffee out. I usually just have what I have in the morning unless it's a special occasion and I go to a cafe or something.
What about you, Mike?
Do you really want to hear this?
I do. Let's put it on the table for us.
Well,
just tell us.
I think it goes with the job I do, too, you know, because I'll work all day. Then I'll start a night session at 7. So I have to kind of re-amp up, you know. So, I drink coffee all day. Well, what is it? It is not quite 11 o'clock. I've already had 4 cups this morning.
Mike's actually wearing a Camelback filled with coffee and just sticks the straw in his mouth and chews on it all day.
Now, when you say cup, do you mean this humongous mug cup?
No. Like an 8 ounce. Okay. You know, because I have a Keurig machine, which is really dangerous. I love that thing, but it's you walk by and you just throw the little module in there and it's Jetsons.
So easy to make.
It's the Jetsons.
And you know what? That's why I did switch to a French press because it's inconvenient to make coffee.
It is. It's hard work.
Right. Yeah. You have to boil the water and then you have to wait for it to steep and it's inconvenient for me to have coffee and I kind of did that on purpose because if I had a regular coffee machine that made 12 cups, I would probably drink all 12 of them because I have no self-control when it comes to coffee.
I don't either. Like last week I had a long day and I had 3 sessions in one day and I realized at the end of the day I drank 10 cups of coffee, which is...
Were you feeling jittery?
No, my stomach gave me some issues the couple days after that though and I kind of ramped it back a little bit.
And is it all different types of quality?
I'll drink anything. I'll lick the inside of a Maxwell House can. I don't care. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so at this point, we're going to turn to a couple different experts. So first, we're going to turn to Dr. Joseph Mercola. So Mercola.com, he has this great article called Coffee, How Bad Is It Really? So the first thing he says is there is a concern that drinking coffee can interfere with your body's ability to keep your cholesterol levels in check in what's called homocysteine. And the theory is that it does that by inhibiting the action of certain vitamins, specifically folate, B12, or B6, which are nervous system supplements. So that would make sense that it inhibits the nervous system. So there is this thing where if you have a higher cholesterol, that could make it worse. Same thing with blood pressure. It's been shown if you are not a coffee drinker, you start drinking coffee, you'll immediately have a spike in your blood pressure. After a couple weeks of getting used to it, the blood pressure will come down, but it will still stay higher than what your normal blood pressure was before you were drinking coffee. So if you have issues with blood pressure, that's something to consider.
That's interesting because my issue with blood pressure is the opposite.
You have low?
Yeah. I run very low on blood pressure, like alarmingly so. And even
well, that can be just as dangerous. True.
Exactly. But even with coffee, it really doesn't raise it that much. So that's interesting.
If you have large quantities, like what Mike has done over time, it can cause heart palpitations.
She's talking about you, Mike.
Nervousness. Yeah. But it can also increase your levels of stress hormones. So people that are prone to adrenal stress, especially after they've gone through, say, a big traumatic episode, physically or emotionally, it can really stress out those organs, specifically your adrenal glands, and create some long-term health issues as well. But, you know, having said that, I agree with Dr. Mercola, where he says that, in his opinion, coffee and caffeine are far less dangerous than, say, soda.
Oh, sure.
And possibly even excessive fruit juice. Mm-hmm. So it goes back to, how are you drinking the coffee?
Never touched soda. It doesn't do anything for me.
Well, and one caveat that works for you, Mike, is at least you're drinking it black.
Yes.
So we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what types of people really should avoid it. If you're going to drink it, what you should be doing with your coffee or not doing with your coffee. And we're going to get into a little bit more of the research.
First, let me finish my coffee.
You're listening to Raw Talk about Full Potential Living for the Health of It. Your host is Dr. Jenny Brook, vitality expert and wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. If you're in the Southern New Hampshire area, mention this radio show and schedule a health checkup with Dr. Jenny for just $47. That's a $250 value for just $47. To schedule, call 673-5600. That's 673-5600. For more information about Spinal Corrective Center, go to spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call 673-5600. To find a chiropractor in your area, go to www.chiropractic.org/doctorfinder. Now back to Raw Talk about Full Potential Living for the Health of It.
And we're back, and we are talking about coffee. Can I tell you about the coffee I had this morning?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a local roastery that's all organic in town here, and they made a muddled blueberry and maple coffee. So there's literally little blueberries in it. Like when you finish the cup, there's blueberries.
You showed me that.
They use maple, and it kind of tastes like a blueberry pancake. But I always, if there's anything sweet added, I always get it half sweet. So I don't like a lot of sweet, and I'll only get sweet if it's like a natural, like actual vanilla or maple syrup in it. I don't like the chemicals.
No, that's not coffee. Chewing on a coffee bean is coffee. Okay?
Yeah, I don't. So let's go back to the number one thing with coffee is you really want to select quality, especially if you're going to have it in higher amounts. So I am talking to you here, Mike.
I know that.
And so some of these warnings you'll hear against using caffeine, they're really well warranted because the coffee in and of itself can be quite toxic. Specifically because pesticides are used in the growing of coffee if it's not organic. So literally, like serious pesticides are on it. And unless you get a USDA 100% organic seal.
It's not regulated, right?
There's pesticides.
Yeah.
You can look for organic. And, you know, we don't really grow coffee in our country. There's very little coffee grown.
South America? Is that?
Mostly,
typically,
yeah. We really want to have organic coffee, period. And ideally, you would have it black without sugar. Personally, I'll use maple syrup or honey to sweeten my coffee, but it's a pesticide issue. And if you're having it in high amounts, you really want to stay pesticide free.
Especially with international produce, things like that, because they are able to use pesticides that are illegal in the United States. So there's some...
Right, it's not regulated.
Yeah, they bring out the big guns, so be careful with that.
The other thing that's smart about a French press, Dr. Chris, is that once you grind the bean, it can start to go rancid. So most, if you buy coffee that's already ground, there's rancidity in it, and it's not good. I mean, your body cannot be as healthy if you've already have a degraded product. Plus, what happens is there's nutrients in coffee. There's some great things about coffee, but as soon as you grind it and put it in a package, you lose the nutrient benefits. So all the antioxidant benefits are lost. So if you're going to drink coffee, ideally, to not have it, to have it harm you the least, you want to buy organic beans and you want to grind it yourself right before using it.
That'd I don't grind my own. It's already ground.
Right, for you, you don't even have to grind.
Because I have a coffee grinder, but I always, for time reasons, it's like, oh, I'll just get it already ground because it seems like such a pain. But I have to wait for the water to boil anyway, so I can totally start grinding my own beans.
That's my problem. It's too, how I do it, it's too convenient. If I had to grind the beans and do all that, I probably wouldn't drink as much coffee.
True.
You know,
Something else to consider in really high amounts, there's what's called a glutamate excitotoxicity that happens with coffee because it actually inhibits what's called glutamate reabsorption. So when we hear about MSG can kill brain cells, coffee can actually do the same thing in high amounts.
Interesting.
Really? I only got one to spare. So
I always thought it made me smarter when I was in chiropractic school and I had something to really cram for and I needed to memorize a lot of things very quickly. I would drink half a pot of coffee and for four straight hours I could speed read and remember everything, crash, get up in the morning and get an A on it. So maybe I'm the exception, but for some, I think because, and I talked to Dr. Jenny about this, I'm the opposite of ADD. So that's the only thing that could get me to use my brain that
quickly. So
you're
DDA?
Can I tell you what I think about that?
Go ahead.
Dr. Chris is ridiculously smart. So she might have this illusion that coffee made her smarter, but it might have made her help her stay awake enough to learn it, but she's just plain smart.
Okay. Well,
so the other thing about coffee is it's acidic in nature. So we have this coffee-induced acidity that over time can cause a metabolic acidosis, which can be very catastrophic to our health. So that's where we see things like rheumatoid arthritis come in, joint pain. I see this when we do cleanses. If people get off coffee, they oftentimes feel less sore and achy.
Yeah.
So that's something to consider, again, if it's high amounts over long periods of time.
You're really raining on my parade today.
I know, I am. And then one other thing, I just have to bring this up, that just from the research I've done, I personally would strongly, strongly, strongly recommend that pregnant women never drink coffee. And the reason is, as we know, caffeine is a stimulant drug. It can easily pass through the placenta. It goes right into the developing fetus. When you drink coffee, it goes right into the baby. And the difference is the baby doesn't have the ability to detoxify caffeine.
That makes sense.
Oh, wow.
So there's a higher incidence with children who have had caffeine through their mother to have higher defect rates and to have higher issues when they're born. So that's just something to really consider. And overall, it's possible that coffee is associated with increased estrogen levels. So there could be an increased risk of breast and endometrial cancer, but very harmful, especially pesticide contamination during pregnancy. So that's just something to consider. Oh my gosh, can we talk about something that doesn't feel awful?
Please, yes. Mike and I just have these horrible looks on our faces
coffee,
right
but
now.
I don't want to know.
You look so depressed, Mike. You're breaking my heart over there.
Okay, so naturally occurring caffeine. So that would be coffee, tea, or even cocoa beans, which you can roast cocoa beans. Seriously, Mike just gave me the finger. I'm not kidding. Okay, Mike, listen. I'm telling you happy things right now.
Oh, okay, good.
Okay, so every time you have a naturally occurring caffeine, including coffee, you can get, did you hear that clunk? That was his humongous coffee mug slamming down
make
the
him
table.
Make him laugh, so he spits it all out.
Okay, so coffee in and of itself is a nutritionally dense, potentially healthy whole food. You just need to consume it in that way. So if you're grinding it yourself or using a French press, there's no pesticides in it. You're not adding a bunch of junk to it. There are some definitely nutrient benefits. However, decaffeinated, you lose all the nutritional value. So that's something to consider. And because of the way the chlorination process of decaffeination, you really want to use the Swiss water.
I never understood decaffeinated coffee.
Like don't they have to add a lot of chemicals to the coffee in order to remove the caffeine?
They do.
That's what I heard.
They do.
I was going to ask you about that.
If you get decaf, that's called the Swiss water process. It's a non-chemical way to decaffeinate. So you want to look something that says Swiss water decaffeination. Yes.
Thank you.
So here's some cool things about caffeine. It can really help rejuvenate muscle. especially if you have it shortly before a workout. You absolutely do not want to have it after a workout. It will totally mess up your workout. But before a workout, it will help you rejuvenate muscle after you work out. It'll help keep muscle tissue young. So
really fascinating.
Get up in the morning, you have some coffee, you go work out. That's the best scenario.
That's why you look so good, Mike.
Oh, thanks, sweetie.
It's like your fountain of youth.
Yeah, right.
Well, even the Journal of Pain, there's a Journal of Pain. Did you know that? They
I live it every day.
In March 2007, they talked about how actually consuming 2 cups of coffee an hour before you work out can decrease post-workout muscle soreness by 48%. And to put this in perspective, naproxen, which is like the name brand Aleve, that can only give you a 30% decrease in post-workout muscle soreness. Aspirin, only 25%. So it's more effective than painkillers in giving you less soreness after a heavy workout.
Now, is that specifically caffeine that does that? I mean,
it's coffee.
Just coffee. Okay. All
right. Yeah.
Right on.
Oh,
good.
Yeah.
I'm going for a run after this. Maybe I'll have myself a cup of coffee on the way.
Good excuse.
Another thing is coffee is an opioid receptor antagonist. And all you need to understand about that is if you're addicted to sugar, coffee, when you consume it black, will help you with sugar addiction. That's really? Pretty cool. Huh. Yeah. Drink it sugarless on an empty stomach and gradually you'll see your sugar cravings go away.
Maybe that's why I have
I
no sugar
don't
cravings.
Crave sugar.
Neither do I salt. me salty.
And I put coconut milk in my coffee, unsweetened, or sometimes I'll put a little maple syrup. That's it.
Oh, so you like it sweet too. See, I'm
only
sweet enough.
A little
so.
Bit, a little touch of like the...
A touch.
Yeah, just a pinch.
So we're going to end with a few more tips. If you're going to use a drip coffee maker, make sure you're using non-bleach filters. So the ones that are really bright white, they're chlorine bleached, and some of that chlorine will actually go through into the coffee, and then you're drinking this awful dioxin. So buy the light brown colored filters. Mm-hmm. Don't use the white. Avoid plastic cups or styrofoam cups if you can, because those chemicals will leach into the coffee. Something else to think about is when you wake up in the morning, start your morning with water. So before you have coffee, have some water. That will make a huge difference. Obviously, skip the chemical additives. So, you know, if you're going to use Equal or Sweet and Low or Coffee Mate, you're just putting toxins into your coffee.
Yeah, that stuff's
nasty. So get used to drinking it black. If you want to add milk, I recommend either whole milk or a milk alternative like almond milk or rice milk. You can use soy milk, but I recommend not using it in large quantities. Make sure if you want a little sweetness, it's something that's not a chemical, so more like honey or xylitol or stevia or maple syrup. The other thing you can do, and Chris is going to love this, two cool things. You can add antioxidizing or healing spices. So you can literally add fresh herbs right into your French press. So you can add cardamom pods, cloves, cinnamon, carob.
That'd be good.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm going to try this, especially with the fall coming. That's going to be great.
There's an herb called chocolate mint. That's a really fun option. Put it right there.
I've tried that. The actual leaf. Yeah.
Yep. You can use tarragon. Put it right in with the beans. The other thing you can add that really bumps up the nutrition of your coffee is you can put coconut oil right in your coffee.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes good and it's super healthy. It's a great source of fatty acids, immune boosting lauric acid. It's just shown to really stimulate your metabolism. And by the way, a lot of this I'm talking about here, I found on a great website called mindbodygreen.com. I really recommend that website. And then lastly, turn your coffee into a ritual. So, okay, it's already a ritual, something you do every day. Associate the drinking of coffee, say, with gratitude. So as you drink it, maybe what you do is you think or say of 3 things that you're grateful for.
The coffee gods.
But use it as
Columbia.
A time to slow down. Columbia.
Just, not for any other reasons.
That could be one of the three. Use it as a way to slow down and be mindful of the moment. That's one advantage of coffee is for people, coffee equals slowing down. It equals social. It equals love.
Yep.
It's my meditation.
Exactly.
I sit outside with the dog in the morning. And I sip my coffee and I don't have technology or anything with me. And I just stare off into, you know, the sky, whatever I can see. And it's my little meditation gets me going in the morning.
This is great coffee information, Jenny. I'm going to try to cut it down to 9 cups a day now.
Increase the quality. Maybe you won't need as much.
There you go.
Well, and if you can use that time to set the tone for the day, and coffee for you is just an adjunct to creating what you want in your life, and you have it in a healthy way. Yeah, I'll probably keep coffee in my life to some extent. Awesome. Be well, everybody.
You've been listening to Raw Talk about Full Potential Living for the health of it. Your host was Dr. Jenny Brook, vitality expert and wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. Mention this radio show and schedule a health checkup with Dr. Jenny for just $47. This is a $250 value for just $47. To schedule, call 673-5600. That's 673-5600. For more information about Spinal Corrective Center, call 673-5600 or check out spinalcorrectivecenter.com. You can also find Dr. Jenny on Facebook at Spinal Corrective Center. Thank you for listening to Raw Talk about Full Potential Living for the health of it.